This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, so much of our world over the last decade has been fake. Faked, hoaxed, oftentimes crimes committed in the process by our deep state. But this, y'all, you remember at the height of the Russia collusion hoax, the terror. And at least half the country felt that they were on the brink of losing control of what they think of as their democracy to Vladimir Putin, who they were living through a coup, really, by Vladimir Putin and his henchman, Donald Trump, as the story went. And Hillary Clinton was running around telling everyone that the election was stolen by Trump and Putin. Remember one of the pieces of evidence they rammed down our throat at the time? And this terrified the left, that the Russians were hacking our boards of elections. And they were invading. They were trying to steal the democracy that way for some reason. This was treated as an article of absolute faith. Oh, month after month after month of stories about it. You know where I'm going with this, right? It was fake. Wait, that was fake too? That was fake too. It's got buried in a lot of big national news going on right now. Tulsi Gabbard declassified this end of the week last week. It's just now catching up. I got to tell you a story because it's an incredible story. I don't know if you remember this. Pulitzers were won for this lie. The Alpha Bank hoax. And the story, which it turns out was cooked up by the Clinton campaign, was that Alpha Bank and Trump used the same server. In fact, you could find connections between Alpha Bank and Trump Tower. And that Alpha Bank, which was Russian owned at the time, Alpha Bank was being used by the Kremlin and by Putin to communicate his orders to his henchman, Donald Trump. Now, in retrospect, this sounds just next level stupid. Like, who would ever believe this crap? But when 17 intel agencies say, or lie, as is the case here, people believe it. So what happened was that Hillary Clinton's campaign worked with federal computer contractors and the FBI to create suspicions that Russia was communicating with Donald Trump through a secret server shared by Alpha Bank of Russia and Trump Tower in Manhattan. Remember that. Federal contractors in the Clinton campaign. By the way, if you want to read this, it's the latest investigative piece by my favorite investigative journalist, aside from John Solomon, Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations. We've had him on the show before. This is a bombshell. Well, there's an anonymous whistleblower who filed reports that have now been declassified, and he has come forward. He served as the Deputy National Intelligence Officer for cyber issues. And he went to Special Counsel Don Durham and said, listen, you know these federal contractors hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign to fake the Alpha Bank hoax? In other words, they created fake logs with fake traffic showing communications between, I guess, the Kremlin via Alpha Bank and Trump Towers. Again, this is how Trump got his, you know, silly, kooky marching orders from his handler, Putin. And again, all of that was federal contractors and Hillary Clinton faking that, her campaign, faking that traffic, and then the FBI leaking it. And you know what is astonishing about that? And by the way, that's been proven in court. Alpha Bank sued. They went to court, and they're like, no, that didn't happen. Went to court, proved it was a hoax by Hillary Clinton's campaign, the FBI. A lot of people don't know that. Well, the Washington Post and New York Times won Pulitzers for their reporting of this hoax, all of which was fake. And Donald Trump demanded that the Pulitzer Committee retract those Pulitzers. He also demanded the New York Times and Washington Post give them back because it's a lie. And it makes him look like he's Putin's stooge. Everybody involved has refused to give the Pulitzers back, even though the story has been completely and 100% debunked. It is absolutely fake. So Trump is suing the Pulitzer Committee for libel, and I hope he wins a crap ton of money. But here's the thing that just broke. The federal contractors who faked the traffic, the computer traffic, the signals traffic between Alpha Bank, the Alpha Bank server and Trump Tower, according to this whistleblower, also appear to have faked Russian hacking of elections sites. Let that sink in for a minute. The world the left inhabits, the world their media creates for them, is not real. I think this is a part of a reason that you have so much mental illness on the left. You've been living in a fake world where you're constantly under tremendous pressure with fake news. You think any moment your country's democracy could be overthrown. This is the junk they load their minds up with. The media does. They have absolute contempt for their sheeple. I mean, anyone who would think the stuff they say is real must be stupid. Half the country isn't. They hate us, but they respect us because we're not dumb. Their sheeple, dumb. And by the way, I'm not talking in terms of IQ either. I'm talking just, wow, you'll believe that. Okay, we'll spin some more for you. Give ourselves Pulitzers for reporting it. Here's what the whistleblower says. He's back in 2016. He starts looking at this. And he says, I began to consider it possible that some of the reporting might reflect demean, service name, record manipulation by parties other than Russian. He dug into it some more. And he says that the reported cyber activity, he said, actually appeared to be related to the activities of U.S. persons under federal investigation. In other words, Hillary and the federal contractors who faked the Alpha Bank traffic, he says, appear to also have faked the hacking, the traffic, the supposedly Russian traffic of our elections boards. In other words, they didn't try to hack the election. It's fake. The ODNI whistleblower says that the anti-Trump computer contractors working with the Clinton campaign may have been involved in a similar false flag operation targeting state election networks. He says it has all the signatures of the same group. He believes they were the source of the suspicious connection attempts using IP address ranges historically used by Russian state cyber actors. And here's the crazy part. He told the higher-ups at the CIA this, yet his concerns did not make it into the ICA, which is the big fake dossier against Trump that the FBI then leaked. And of course they did. So folks, Russia collusion, Russia hacking our elections boards. No, didn't happen. But I tell you what has to happen. We don't get indictments, folks, on this. We don't get convictions on this. You know what's going to happen? here on forward, 100% of Republican presidential nominees will just go to prison. They'll just get jacked up accusations, manipulated evidence, outright fraud by the intelligence agencies, and they'll all go to prison before they can even hit election day, or maybe even before they can assume office. Those are the breaks. We got to do something about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Or deny a New York Times exclusive report that President Trump secretly signed an order allowing the U.S. military to pursue known drug cartels, which the administration has labeled terrorist organizations, raising concerns that the U.S. military could begin operating in Mexico and Venezuela.
Yep. Why is this going on? Mainstream media is pretending to be confused. Why would we send the military to go after drug traffickers? Well, why would we do that? That's not what we're supposed to be to have. We can't. Why are they so obstinately against this? Because it's so much bigger than drug trafficking. It used to be drug trafficking, and they're drug trafficking, sure. But if you've listened to my Battleground America podcast, you understand what Trump is actually doing here. And I was amazed they even realized this was going on. The Democrat Party is merging with the cartels. They have looked at the Venezuela model, where you have the Socialist Party, and Tren de Aragua is not like other gangs, and I've explained this many, many times. They're not like MS-13. They're not like the Sureños. They're not like any of the other gangs and cartels. Why? They are socialists. They're true believers. They are the enforcement arm of the Socialist Party in Venezuela. That's why the Democrats wanted them here so badly. If you watch the Democrats, what they're doing, they scream the loudest, not when it's a mom who's an illegal immigrant who just came here to work, not when it's something like that. They scream the loudest over the gangsters. Why? The gangsters have built the networks that bring them their voters and their children and their fentanyl and everything that's going to build them a one-party future. And if you look at how things operate in Mexico, you're either on the payroll as a politician. Democrats would like to get on the payroll. They would like, especially in these cities, to get a cut of what the cartels do. And then they would like to use the cartels as muscle. In Venezuela, Mexico is actually a better example of this. In Mexico, if you refuse to go on the payroll and become compromised, they murder you. The cartels just kill you. They purge you. They assassinate you. They stream it live on Facebook. That's how convinced they are they'll get away with it. We saw that happen a couple of months ago. Member of the president's party and her daughter were campaigning. I don't know if she's on the payroll or not, but she you know, fell on the wrong side of the cartels. They executed her. But they streamed it live on Facebook. No fear. Because they have control there. That's what the Democrats want. Why? No one's ever going to run against them again. If they do, they'll get assassinated. Arm's length, too. Well, what are you going to do? Democrats will say, well, sorry, cartels killed him. That's what we're up against. Attorney General Ken Paxton, more than 2 years ago now, described the horror of what he is seeing in Texas. He's the Attorney General of Texas.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating.
And by the way, he's talking about Biden and Biden's Department of Homeland Security.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels.
Yep.
In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
That right there is what we haven't seen before. He says we've never seen it before. That's what Trump is ripping out by the roots.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it, and he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Yep, that's it. The merger of the cartels and the Democrat Party, which intends to use them as muscle. Paxton said, look, what we're seeing down here in Texas, we were literally watching the Democrats, i.e. Joe Biden, eating the cartels.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
So this is what Trump is going to war with. This is what this is about. And you can see the outlines of what it will take. Folks, it's mind-boggling to think the mess that 4 years of Democrats has created and what it's going to take to clean it up. An internal ICE army, because this is an army, 75,000 strong. Think about that, 75,000 strong. This broke over the weekend, too.
The U.S. military is building the largest federal deportation detention center in America's history. The construction of Camp East Montana at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, began mid-July in response to a request from Homeland Security. Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson defended the use of the military base to initially detain 1,000 migrants awaiting deportation.
Once DOD achieves initial stand-up, we will finish construction for up to 5,000 beds in the weeks and months ahead. Upon completion, this will be the largest federal detention center in history for this critical mission, the deportation of illegal aliens.
So far, the Army has spent $232 million on the tent city at Fort Bliss. The U.S. Army oversees the $1.24 billion contract for the 5,000-bed ICE facility and last month awarded the contract to build the facility to Acquisition Logistics, a Virginia-based company.
This is a war. I mean, we are repurposing the military for the war. What is the war? The war is against the Democrat-merged cartels for America, with the specific goal of making sure we retain control, sovereign control of all American territory, that these post-constitutional, post-American blue areas can be reconquered and will not fall to the cartels as merged with the Democrat Party. I've never seen anything like it. It's fascinating. And it's a relief, too, because, folks, it's got to be destroyed. It's not good enough. I mean, you give them another 4 years, they steal the next election. Can you even imagine where we'll be? Yeah, I'll tell you exactly where we'll be. Republicans will be afraid to run against Democrats because, like in Mexico, they might get executed live streamed on Facebook while the Democrats snicker and have no idea how it happened. But that is just one phase of the war. I'm going to tell you about the other one, like nobody else will, coming up next. And Trump aims to win it. This is war. It truly is. You're watching The Holding Facility for the enemy, record size U.S. military building, largest detention center ever built. 75,000 strong internal army to clean up the Democrat Party and Joe Biden's mess. Round up all them illegals. But folks, remember this from last week. Everything you're seeing in the last 2 weeks is part of this war to keep the Democrat Party from merging with the cartels and the horror that would ensue with that. We'd see areas in this country that are no-go zones, just like in Mexico. The military doesn't even have the hardware needed to go up, the Mexican military, up against these cartels. Here in America, ours would, but you'd see the military having to reclaim territory on our own soil. I know you'll probably email me and say, hey, you can't do that. I don't know how else we'd take it back. National Guard can't do it. Cartels beat them down. You'd need you would need special forces on U.S. soil. That is the Democrat plan, to fully merge with the cartels. Mexican president's on board. Everybody's on board. They all get it. And this, remember this last week?
Today, the Department of Justice and State Department are announcing a historic $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Maduro uses foreign terrorist organizations like TDA, Sinaloa, and Cartel of the Suns to bring deadly drugs and violence into our country.
Why do we want Maduro? I've been screaming about Maduro for months. I sat with my daughter who speaks fluent Spanish, and I wanted to, I speak it okay, she speaks it great, and I want to make sure I understood what Maduro was saying because it was so jaw-dropping. He said to Trump, after Trump was sworn in, listen, I know I flooded your country with Tren de Aragua members, and I know that our government announced we were letting them out of prison so they could go to America. We covered that. It was in the UK Daily Mail. They said, listen, I want you to understand to Trump. He said, I want you to understand, I didn't have any choice. Biden made me do that. He said, they wanted them. He said, the FBI helped move them from Venezuela into America. And he even told Trump where he could find the safe houses the FBI used in Colombia. Do you believe him? He said, listen, Mr. President, I could tell I didn't want to do it. Biden made me. And again, Tren de Aragua is muscle for the Socialist Party. It's why Maduro is still in office and alive for now. And it's why, watch what they're doing here. They're not going to drone Maduro. They want to talk to him. They want to talk to him about the FBI side of this because they got to rip that out by the roots. So understand, this is not just about getting some fentanyl, although it's a big part of it, and I'm going to get into that later. It's not just about stopping the drug flow that's always been there. It's not just about stopping the sell kids for sex after kidnapping them down in Guatemala deal that the Democrats have going, although it is all those things. This is a war to rip apart the cartels in the Democrat Party before it's too late. That's why they want Maduro, but they're offering a $50 million reward for him. They want to talk to him. They want to talk to him about these claims he's been making in speeches. And again, Maduro's been saying, hey, look, go look at your safe houses in Colombia. Go look at the documents. The FBI is moving Tren de Aragua in on purpose into your country. Biden wanted them. Do you believe him? I do. I believe him. That has the ring of truth to it. I could absolutely see that happening. And you watch the way in which the Democrats have manipulated this thing. And I pulled this up. This is a whistleblower testimony from the former San Diego chief of the Border Patrol. He's the chief agent. And he talks about watching the Democrats dismantle all, including internally inside the country, all of our enforcement mechanisms so the cartels could move drugs and people.
The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through in mass. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission.
Voter drive.
Large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
They're helping the cartels. They're moving it. They're moving them around. They're positioning the illegals to take, help them take Texas, flip it to blue, whether through redistricting or eventual amnesty. None of this is an accident, folks. And this is why Trump, yes, will round these people up, but he also dropped a major hint about what he has in mind.
You know who did the roadside bomb, right? Soleimani. Where is he? Where is he? Where is Soleimani?
He's dead. He was droned from the air. That's going to have to happen. We're going to have to begin droning, to literally killing the people the Democrats have partnered with to bust this up. We've got 3 years to do it, so we don't have to live under Democrat cartel rule one day. But folks, you saw how fast it went. 12 million in 4 years. It'll go even faster next time since they have these routes all hooked up. And here's Jim Hansen. He's with the Security Studies Group, former Special Forces, talking about this need to, quite frankly, kill these cartel leaders so they cannot resurface in another Democrat administration.
If their cartels are killing people in the United States and the MS-13 and Tren de Aragua gangs are, why can't we kill their leaders just the same way President Trump pointed out we took care of Soleimani?
That would be an imminent threat, right? I mean, if these guys are cooking up all this fentanyl and sending it into the cities and people are acting like zombies and keeling over, that's an imminent threat to the life and well-being of the American citizenry.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and here is former acting director of ICE, Jonathan Fahey, on Biden allowing all of this.
Just during the Biden administration, 400,000 people died of overdose deaths just in that four-year term. And as we know, there was just a complete dereliction of duty on the border, as well as taking it to their cartels. We need to take it to them because, yeah, people are dying. And President Trump isn't going to just stand by and just say, oh, this is now the status quo. 100,000 Americans a year are going to die of overdose. This is unacceptable. He's going to take it to them. And there's a, you know, another benefit to this. By even talking about this, the messaging is so strong on this. This will inspire cooperation from all these countries where we may be acting in. So all of these will be a good thing, and we'll track this at the end of the year where these overdose deaths go.
You're going to see all that come down, it's going to plummet, because Trump understands he's got to lock that border down tight. You got to understand something too. In the last Trump administration, all of this really started under Obama with the fentanyl and the merging of the Democrat Party in the cartels. Remember, for half the Trump presidency, these liberal judges had ordered Trump to continue Obama's open border policy. So he never really fully got a hold of the border. So this is a war. It starts now. And it's a war for our future. It's a war to determine, are we going to have no-go zones in America controlled by Democrats and cartels? We'll see. It's going to be wild to watch this. And the media is going to scream bloody murder with the first cartel boss we drone. I mean, you're going to think he was the coolest guy on earth. They're going to grieve. But these guys have to be taken out. We got to do it fast. If we can't hunt them and round them up, then we need to drone them one way or the other. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent on wall panels, supposed to be erected. Trump's wall, the big bollard wall, the one that works. But that would separate Democrats from their cartel friends and their donors. So in 2021, Joe Biden said, no, we're not building the wall. And he wanted to make sure that nobody else could either. So he sold it off for pennies on the dollar, made it go away. So nothing would stand between the Democrats, the cartels, and their future, they hoped, voters. Here's Trump on that, on the campaign trail.
We ordered an additional 200 miles of wall. It's very expensive. And now it's about double the price of what it would have been 6 years ago. And the administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act.
Oh, absolutely. Folks, I play this to remind you, none of this was an accident. None of this is because oopsie doopsie Joe is senile and he forgot to secure the border. This is deliberate. But the story has a happy ending because they found the border wall. They haven't sold or destroyed all of it. Take a listen.
The auction house that listed up to $350 million worth of unused border wall material now says it plans to return some of those materials to the federal government. Here's the quote. GovPlanet has reached an agreement working with the Office of the Border Czar to return border wall materials that were previously deemed surplus and sourced by the federal government to GovPlanet via existing contracts. We are expediting the transfer of these materials and support the administration's border protection plans. Former President Biden halted construction in 2021 and sold the material to the auction house with bids starting as low as $5.
They got it. They got it back. And a lot of it is going to be installed. There's also funding to complete Trump's wall in this bill. They need to go fast in case the Democrats steal the 2028 election. We can get this up, get it sunk into the ground. It will make a big difference. All right. Your back to school coverage coming up in just a minute.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.